You're listening to SBS News.
South Australian Water Minister David Speirs says the two southern Murray-Darling Basin states are united against the former Australian Federal Police Commissioner's inquiry. Mick Kilty is acting in the role of Inspector General on an interim basis, prompting Labor-led Victoria and the Coalition Government in South Australia to raise concerns with handing over power to Mr Kilty. Mr Kilty has been tasked with looking at whether more water can be found to support drought-stricken communities. Federal Water Resources Minister David Littleproud agreed to the inquiry after meeting angry drought-stricken farmers who descended on Federal Parliament in a convoy earlier in the month. He says if the states have nothing to hide, they should support the inquiry.
And if they've done the wrong thing, it's my job to call them out, but I need somebody trusted that can do that, and that's what Mick's role is as the Inspector General, is to call them out, whether they be federal or state jurisdictions that are not doing the right thing, and we'll continue to do that, and we'll make sure that there is transparency, not just through the public, but also to the Parliament.
Victorian Water Minister Lisa Neville has warned the inquiry could create expectations there's more water available, and she doesn't want to give false hope to communities. But Mr Kilty says if the investigation gets to a point where it's unable to find the facts because states will not cooperate, then he will simply point to that.
The lack of metering and telemetry has become a big issue. It was first highlighted in a Four Corners program nearly 2.5 years ago. So I think for everybody's confidence, particularly at a time of drought, they need to know that what is being taken is what people are entitled to take, and that everybody is playing by the rules. And I think that's really important for the confidence of those who appear to be missing out in other parts of the basin.
New South Wales Water Minister Melinda Pavey, who supports the inquiry, has confirmed her state won't abandon the basin plan as earlier threatened, but she's told Sky News her state won't release water that was planned to be returned to the environment.
Simply, we have no more water to give in New South Wales. The 450 gigalitres, which was a goal from 2012, simply can't be delivered by New South Wales. Now, given there was a decision at last year's Ministerial Council meeting that it would have to meet social, economic and environmental tests, we cannot find that water anywhere.
Ministers agreed the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder should have more knowledge and understanding of town water supplies, but New South Wales and Victoria have pushed to abandon a 2024 deadline for projects designed to return more water to the environment. Federal Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says what the discord between the states over water policy shows is that the government has made a mess of water policy and has no clear plans about how to move forward.
We've got farmers which are angry, and we've got Australians who are very concerned about the mismanagement of the basin in particular. So today is an opportunity for the government to clean up the mess that they've made of water, to come up with a plan for once for how they're going to deal with it, how they're going to deal with the issues that farmers have raised and the broader Australian community has raised.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.